WJQM DeForest Madison. Every morning, Krista and the Morning Rush. You keep turning
me on. He has to be mature. There's no bouncing or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And you guys can communicate. And how's it sound?
I can do that.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, happy-go-lucky super fun time.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to Krista in the Morning Rush on your Friday. Yes, you worked your little tushy sauce very hard. It's the end of the very first week for most of kids.
Yes, that's I'm very happy. I'm sure they're very happy as well. It's like, woo. Although this does probably mark your last week of no homework.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Although Gia's had to read 20 minutes a day, which I like.
Yes.
And then I have to sign off that she actually did it.
Reading is important.
The reading rainbow.
I used to love reading. And I still do. I don't know why I said used to. That's what I do all the time.
I know. I love it. So, my gosh, this morning I drove with something that was like in my eye that was making my eyesight not good whatsoever. When you only see out of one eye, your life depends on this eye.
Yes, I'm sure.
Dude, I'm trying to settle down right now.
I know. You're just sort of in a very up there place.
Anxiety ridden. Yeah.
We might have to get you some of the proverbial good stuff today.
I just need to breathe.
Yeah, just here. Let's do a breathing exercise together real quick, Krista.
Okay.
Just.
I can't breathe that long. Okay, now I need some coffee.
Yeah, you
do. I wasn't able to get my coffee this morning either.
Yeah, we'll just get you what you need.
It's not been a good morning here for me.
No, I don't.
Not a good Friday morning.
No, well, I am happy you and I went out outlet shopping yesterday.
Yes, we did, and we got some very fabulous boots for you.
Yes, I'll just...
I like them. Yeah. They're a grayish tone.
Yes, they're very grayish tone boots, and now I officially own like 8 pairs of boots.
That's right.
That's way too many boots.
Well,
I have no reason to own that many.
That's okay. I had to, help Aaron, though, ladies, get away from buying the same color type of boot, because you do have a variety of the shades of auburn tan.
Yes, although I couldn't find any in like a sandy color, which is what I wanted.
That is true.
Other than like one pair of waterproof boots, but I'm like, no, those are like working man's boots.
Although waterproof boots would be prime right now.
Yes, they would be.
Flooding issues that are occurring.
Yes, they would be.
But yet, the best gift that you bought yourself is what?
Yes, when we went out to World Market yesterday, we managed to find probably the most perfect calendar for me. It's sloth yoga.
It's
pictures of sloths in yoga poses. It's great.
Really,
I love it. I've got it right here.
It's going to be my new
work calendar.
I like the one that like literally has his legs all the way back.
I don't know. I kind of like this pose. It's sort of like if there was like water rushing down on him, it'd sort of be like a sexy 1980s pose.
It reminds me of, what is the video where she's sitting on a chair and she pulls the chain in the water?
That's what I was thinking, but I don't remember what it was.
I can't think of it. I'm like, breakdance? That's not it.
Here's another good one.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you bought me a unicorn lip balm.
Yes, I know. You saw it. We were very excited, so we got that. Although we did notice the stress ball, which I feel like could probably help you more at the moment.
I could use the stress ball right now. Oh, flash dance. You know when she's sitting in the chair and she pulls the chain of water?
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of what the sloth yoga pose is. I'm loving on that. Loving on the fact, too, that today happens to be fit and fabulous. I'm loving on our girl, beauty blogger, Miss Naomi Ture.
Yes, I'm hoping she can teach me how to contour today.
Oh, she can, honey.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a good day.
She came to my house and she gave me a makeover along with Gia. I've never been in a YouTube, type setting like that before, and Gia was in it, so it was really cute. It was over an hour long.
Jeez.
I don't know how she edited the sucker. My dog's in it, my cats are in it.
We're
all over the place. But she made it really cute, so we'll air that on our Facebook so you can see it.
Stinky was like, I don't ever get to wear makeup.
I know, right? She's all depressed.
Yeah, right.
Also, Sit and Spin with DJ Fusion in the 9 o'clock hour, and someone else will enjoy the fact that we've got Coaches Club tickets. And if you love yourself some canines, get ready because it's all about the dog paddle.
Yay!
So much fun, by the way.
Oh my gosh, yes. And of course, we're going to have some people in studio with that, including a very, very, very special someone.
Mm-hmm. So get ready. It's Tough Love a Series. She's coming up with Kristen Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
Don't break bad news by yourself because you never know when someone is going to go bat crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's a reality for a lot of us. We have to succumb to something that is called bad news and giving it to someone. And not everybody has the cojones to do it. And that's why you come to us.
Absolutely. So we're here to help you break that bad news. You got issues? We've got tissues for you.
And this morning we have Brett on the phone. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. Thanks.
All right, honey. Tell us what's going on. You have some bad news to break to whom?
Yeah, I'm in college. I just moved in. Moved in this semester, moved into the dorm. And let's just say if I'm having some housing issues. I've had a couple, I've been getting into a little bit of trouble since I got there. You know, I'm not as good as some people as concealing,
really?
You know, things like drinking and stuff like that. And turns out my roommate made a complaint about me.
Oh.
And yeah. And I'm going to have to find a new place to live in like a week.
Oh my gosh.
I've been told I have to move out of a dorm.
So what school are you going to? UW?
Yeah.
Oh, you're smarty
nice.
Pants, but smarty you like
pants.
To party. Oh my. So what are you doing? Bringing chicks in your room and blaring music and drinking?
Yeah, I brought a few girls over and turns out the roommate's a little unhappy about it and whatever.
Okay. And what is happening now? Are you getting kicked out?
Yeah. They said I've got to find a new place to live in a week, or they're going to like put my stuff out on the curb, basically.
Wow.
Oh, wow, on the curb. Huh?
That's not good.
No.
So who are you breaking the bad news to then that you're getting kicked out?
My dad.
Oh.
Because I need him to help me find a place to live. You know, my budget's pretty constrained, and now suddenly I have to, like, find a way to pay rent on a new place starting in a week or something.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
You haven't even started school yet, Brett.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Are you a freshman?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So how do you think your dad's going to respond to you?
It's probably going to be a little rough, which is why I wanted to get you guys in on the process a little
bit. Oh, absolutely.
That's
what we're
sure.
here for. We're here to break the fall.
Mm-hmm. Your dad's going to love us. I'm just curious. Would you be willing to move back in with your dad?
I'd like to not do that.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping to avoid.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if it comes down to that.
Right.
I guess it comes down to that, but. We'll see.
All right. Well, we're not going to wait any longer. So what we're going to do actually is mute our line. Brett, you'll be able to hear us. Your dad, David, will not, but eventually we'll chime in to help you out, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Here we go.
Hello. Hey, Dad. How's it going?
I'm all right. How are you today? How you been?
It's all right. You know, I'm at school, stuff's going okay.
You liking it and everything and having fun?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
That's good. Yeah. So what's up?
I've run into one little snag.
Okay.
I've got this roommate, you know, my roommate at the dorms, he's a little uptight, and we've had a little, you know, some personality clashes, and I thought we'd kind of gotten over all of it, and it was okay. Turns out he actually made a complaint to me, to the housing board, and now they're kicking me out.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
Whoops!
What is the complaint for? What did you do? Or not do?
You know, he's not happy about other people I've been bringing back to the dorm and whatever. I'm not even sure of all the details of it, but deal is I got to find a new place to live and I got like a week to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Look,
hell no.
I mean, there's nothing, this can't be, he definitely wants to do this. There's no if, and or buts about it. We can't fix this or something, right? Because I don't know what are you going to do? You can't come home. So we're going to pitch a tent or something? Or
yes.
We got to, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I got to find an apartment, I guess.
Yeah.
He needs
and,
some money.
But what were you doing? What is the problem? What were you doing? It's like a big party all the time? Tell me what's going on. Maybe we can take care of this.
Oh, but let's jump in. I think we know what's going on. Good morning. Is this David?
Yes, it is.
Hi, David. I'm one of the girls that likes to party with your son, Brett, in the dorms. My name's Krista. And also, we got Shady. He parties with
party,
him, too.
Party,
party! Yeah, no. We are actually calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. And it's true. Brett wanted us to help him out break that bad news to you. But the thing is he's just being a typical college student, right, bringing chicks to his room, playing
now.
Loud music, getting his way with them if he's, you know, lucky enough. And, that's kind of the deal.
Yeah,
and
he
needs some money, David. He needs money to find a new place to live.
He needs daddy to bail him out.
Yeah.
We're here to help him ask daddy for money. Daddy, he wants some money.
Yeah. And everyone's listening to you, by the way, David.
Yeah, you're
thousands
on the radio.
Of people.
Thousands.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. This is my first for me being listened to by 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a kid that doesn't listen to me, so I have 1,000 people that listen to me.
No, I get that. I'm a mom. So I just want to say you, by the way, are like taking this way better than I thought you would. I just want to say that.
Like, my dad would not be this happy.
It's like I'm still trying to think what to do here. He can't come home. I don't know what kind of money it's going to take to get him another place. I mean, I don't know. And I hope you're one of the girls that he parties with.
No, I was just kidding. No.
But
I used to do that.
We're on a radio show.
No, I was hoping not a pregnant person coming along.
No. Yeah, no, I didn't do that in college. I wanted my education first. But, I have a simple solution.
What's that?
It's called, Brett, you got to get a damn job now.
There you go, Brett. Time to get a job.
That's true. Yeah. I could, bartending is very good. You can make hundreds an evening. I don't know, drive a cab, maybe Uber. I don't know what to tell you. But I don't know what kind of money you need. I don't have much here. It's just me now. It's, I'm not working either. So we got to come up with something here.
So, Brett, have you thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking a lot of credit hours. I've got like 20 this semester.
Oh, yeah, that is a lot.
I'm trying to find a way to, I don't know where I'm going to find the time to really, put in a lot of hours at a job.
Well, maybe you could try to get a job as an RA on the floor. Maybe you can ease your way in back since you're very knowledgeable about the party scene.
There you go. That sounds good to me. I mean, you could be the, party cop.
party cop.
That might be good there. Just leave your hands off the female party cops.
There you go.
Man, I don't know if they'd have me after this,
It's Shady on 93.1 Jams, and you need to be a Friends with Benefits member. Right, Krista? Krista. Hey. Krista.
What's going on? Where am I? What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista. Oh, I guess we're back inside my head. It's so cool to think I'm a time traveler. It just sucks I only do it slowly and in one direction. Oh well, woe is me. Whenever I see the words family size on snacks, I take it as a challenge. A trash bag isn't a trash bag until you put trash in it. Before that, it's just a bag. Superheroes aren't very good role models. They solve problems with violence, don't respect personal property, and make Halloween a joy for parents.
Heard to Krista. Hello.
Oh, I'm talking right now. Yeah, just go to madtownjams.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, rate songs, earn points, and start winning great prizes now.